Good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock. You know, we're getting awful close to Christmas here, Jonathan.
Yes, we are.
Got all your shopping done?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Next
too.
Question, sir.
I'm actually in pretty
pass.
Good shape. I'll pass. Password, yeah. Hey, I'm going to hit this early, just so you know.
All right.
A couple of great items in our Seize the Deal online auctions.
Yeah. Maybe if it's Christmas shopping, you
need. Carl's Appliance. I've got a really cool garage fridge. It's called a Gladiator. Black matte, kind of black stainless finish with a silver kick plate that looks like the kind of metal that you'd
diamond
have
plate?
On a. What's the kind of metal? Yeah, that you'd have like on a toolbox in the back of your truck.
Oh, yeah.
Built-in
yeah.
toolbox.
Yeah.
On casters, heavy-duty casters. Great garage fridge.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's a beauty. $520 minimum bid normally. What's $12.99 on sale? $17.99 normally. New color coming out, so they've got it discounted already.
Now, I just say, you know, I have a black fridge in my garage right now.
Yeah.
That is not working good.
Oh.
So this immediately.
This is a beauty. It's fridge only.
Fridge, that's all I need is a fridge.
Yep, extra storage for, you know, when you've got card parties.
Got deep freezes in the basement for all the venison.
Exactly, there
and
you go.
And they're almost full.
Yeah, it's a good one. And then I've got an over-the-range microwave KitchenAid, really nice, went on special as well. Same thing, phased out on the color. It's a gorgeous black stainless microwave as well. And that's $5.99 on sale, normally $1,000. $240 the minimum bid for that one.
Oh, my gosh. All
bidding,
right.
Bidding started 6 a.m., ends today at 5 p.m. Just FYI, Seize the Deal, Flint.
Great.
Now, we're going to talk about gun sales. We're talking about selling things big Q4 on gun sales, but this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
It is. And Tri-County would probably testify that me as the gunsmith, I show up with clean clothes. Because of my really good Speed Queen washer I got from Carl's Appliance just shortly ago. You know, when you spend $1,500 on something and it's a washing machine and you know it's going to last 30 years, that's a good feeling.
Sure.
You know, instead of buying one that's made in Korea or something that who knows what's happened and it's $1,200, you know.
And they service them and they do, they're good folks. They've been around
local,
since 77.
You know, you pay, the money stays here, it's good stuff, you know, and buying American-made appliances is good. And I say get your roof made by very good Americans, Tri-County Roofing. Tri-County Roofing has been my pick for roofing for a long, long time. We're talking like over a decade. You can reach them at 810-732-7740. And, of course, thank them for bringing you the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.
They're Santa certified.
Oh, is that right?
Santa certified. Yeah, well, think about it. I mean, that's how they really started growing when he got he was doing some contracting for Santa.
Yeah.
Santa lands on all the roofs.
Oh, yeah. So he's got to pre-inspect on some of them.
You got to have a little pre-inspection. But he knows when the roofs are bad, when they're not. Naughty or nice, bad roofs, good roofs, and sends Tri-County out on the job.
I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Yep. That's right.
So if you call them... they're just wonderful people.
Great folks.
Last weekend we were at a craft bazaar together.
He's a little loony, but
not him. It was his wife.
Oh, okay,
And they're all hugging. Her and all of her sisters are all hugging.
Yeah, they're great.
And
people.
and I walked up and I said, next. she rolls her eyes.
Way to turn it creepy.
She gave me a big hug. The other sisters looked at me like, who is this creep?
No,
you know?
Thanks.
And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm the gunsmith, you know? Now they knew who I was. That's why they didn't hug me. But that's all right. I won't hold it against them. But anyways.
You tried to.
You could. It was just a joke. in a Catholic church at a craft bazaar.
Uh-huh.
So, but you can get a hold of Tri-County Roofing and get them out to do your roof. You can always link to them right from our website, thegss.com, or easier than that, just give them a call at 810-732-7740. Tell them the Gunsmith Show sent you. So thanks, everybody, and welcome to the weekend here to Saturday, the 13th of December already. Month is just clicking by. We're only 2 weeks from Christmas.
I know.
You know? So it's coming up quick,
like
less than 2 weeks.
Yep.
So now you got me thinking about buying a refrigerator and a microwave.
Could be on somebody's list.
It might be.
Yeah,
I think it is. But anyways, big gun sales this quarter, too. Oh, my gosh. You know, we're seeing numbers of gun sales that are as big as the Obama era scare.
Okay.
When everybody was scared they were going to take guns away, so everybody went out and bought guns. Well, we're seeing that same thing again. On Black Friday alone, the government showed 530,158 background checks done that day.
Wow.
530,000 background checks. That's a big number.
Okay.
Yeah, over 500,000
yeah.
gun sales just that day. And that doesn't count the private sales. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's Black Friday. So there was gun shows on Black Friday, well, which not to say they don't have background checks, yeah. but like here in Michigan, we have CPL to CPL. Gun yeah. sales, you don't have to have a background check with those.
Yep.
Cool stuff. You were going to say something. What were you going to say?
Oh, I just going to, I mean, overall, sales, Black Friday was big.
Though. Yeah, it was.
Sold a lot of stuff. And
yeah, it
so,
was big, yep.
But gun sales as well, that's cool.
Yeah, but in the month of November, background checks for gun sales topped 1.4 million just in wow. November. Because it's like Black Friday extends to like, it's still going, I think.
Yeah, right.
It's cyber month, they should yeah. call it, you know. But I, you know, I shop local. I don't buy, if I can help it, I try not to buy anything online. So if you shopped in gun stores in November, they want to thank you. And you weren't alone.
Yeah.
And those CPL to CPL ones here in Michigan. Some people have a hard time getting their hands around that and their mind around it, but it's very simple. If you have a CPL in Michigan, you have already had your background check done. You are good to go. You stay up on the laws. If you want to comply, you do everything right. And, you know, you try not to speed. You avoid any, you know.
You still have to register
things.
The purchase. I mean, you still have to
yes,
file some paperwork on it.
Yes, you still have to turn paperwork yeah. in. And now the seller turns the paperwork in instead of the buyer, trusting the buyer to turn the paperwork
yep.
in.
Very That's right. We've talked about that.
Yep.
That was so, one of the newer pieces of legislation,
yep,
wasn't it?
That was our Valentine's gift a year
well,
ago.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt a thing. To me, it's different, so it's changed things up. It's still a little awkward. Some municipalities, I actually called the Oakland County Sheriff's about 5 months ago and had to ask them. I said, give me your address. I'll mail it to you. And they said, that's not what you're supposed to do. I said, yes, it is. You know, and I tried to explain it to them. And,
they wanted you in person?
No, they wanted me to take it to my municipality.
Oh.
And I was trying to help a buddy. So all I was trying to do is like, hey, you sold this gun. And I said, you got to get it. You have to
Cause it was,
take it.
Transaction was in Oakland County?
Yeah. And it was, no, it was Oakland County residents. And,
oh, okay.
But he was a friend of mine, actually a cousin. So anyways, we got it all squared away. And
it was important to do that. You got to make sure you know what how to
is.
Comply. And
it always brings up that question. I mean, it's probably the most often asked question. Should I get a CPL?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable with that. And the next question is always, well, what type of handgun should I get? That's the two questions that always hit me. And I get it. It's a good question. But it's a question with a lot of
variables.
Yeah.
Depends on the person.
It's kind of like, that looks like a good recipe. Then you turn the page and you realize, there's a lot of items in this menu, in this recipe. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a recipe book. So now, these are deep questions, personal and very different from person to person. There is a lot of qualifications in being able to make the decision on whether or not you're going to do a CPL and pick guns, what guns you want to get. Homework, study, read. This is kind of like going back to school. Range time, I highly recommend if you're going to think about getting a CPL, and especially for those of you that have never fired a gun before, get to a range, go through some classes, learn what is expected of you, learn, and you might have fear of the muzzle jump, you know, of a handgun. You might have, you've seen it on TV, but that's different. You've got to experience it, and you got to understand the lethality of what you're up to. And it's very, very important.
You know, and even if you end up with a firearm, you've done your homework, you've done your due diligence, maybe. But, I mean, you may end up deciding at some point, this is not the right gun for me, or
right.
I want a different one.
Because a lot of times your first decision isn't the right decision.
Guns hold their value. There's
yeah.
nothing says you have to keep the other one,
nope.
or you can keep it if you're like John and you can have, several.
Yeah, a collection.
Several.
You know, several.
Good
word.
Then but you can get one. You just find the one that works for you because it's
right.
a little trial and error involved
and
as well.
Later in the show, we're going to talk about values of guns and how.
It's not like driving a car off the lot.
Well, kind of a little bit. You do lose the moment it's sold. The moment you buy it, it becomes a used gun.
Yep.
If it's new when you're purchasing it. And because we're going to talk about the new Glocks and everything coming out and all kinds of stuff here in a little bit. But the how I wanted to frame this was sometimes peer pressure can get you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, Larry bought that.
Got to have
that
the latest.
New super duper 99X, you know, and I really like it. And as well, but is the right gun for you?
Yeah.
You know, like when, oddly enough, when the Son of Sam killer was doing all of his work with the 44 special, a Charter Arms Bulldog 44 special pistol, sales went up. People were intrigued with that gun. Not that they were copycats, but it was a powerful little handgun.
Mm-hmm.
A 44 special is a very powerful gun, more powerful than like a 45 ACP. It's a hard hitting pistol. But is it the gun for me for carry? I could use one, but I probably wouldn't. So sometimes talking to friends might bring that peer pressure into play. And what I don't want you to do is waste a whole bunch of time and effort on guessing instead of getting out there and actually holding the guns and feeling them and seeing if they work for you. So having a range in our backyard like Williams Gunsight has where you can rent the guns is outstanding. I don't necessarily recommend doing it on the weekend because it can get a little hairy around there because there's so many people wanting to shoot their guns on the weekend. Take a little bit of time. Take a little bit of time out of your day and during the week if you can. Stop into the range. Explain to them what you want to do. Have one of the range officers walk you through it in the indoor range. And it's a great confidence builder. And you get to make those decisions based on your acquired knowledge instead of somebody else telling you, oh, this has got to be the gun for you because it works for me. All right. So that's what I want it to fit you personally. What you plan to do with it, whether it ends up being your go-to gun at your house, you know, so be it. Just remember that Christmas time, if you know somebody that's doing this and they're going through this process right now, it's a great time to give them a gift card for Williams Gunsight. That's what all was on my family Christmas list this year, Dan. Mary's like, really? I said, all I want is gift cards to Williams Gunsight. Nowhere else. I said, no, it's just Williams. That's all I want. And, keep it simple. And and usually it's one of my nieces that pulls my name and that's what I get.
Yeah.
I get, sometimes I'll get a bag of popcorn so that I can eat it. Cause that's one of my favorite snacks. And,
it's a good snack.
I don't pack my guns in them or anything,
no,
but anyways,
no.
But it is a good snack and Williams gun cards. So, it all works out good for me. Remember, you can email me shooter@thegss.com. And of course you can link to all my sponsors right there on the site, William or thegss.com. So, thanks Tim for sponsoring the segment. On next to the next one coming up in,
it's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. We'll be right back. We've got another segment. You'll find out what it's going to be about when we get there. Okay.
I don't want to jump the gun.
Keep it here.